Hello, Air Cargo fans. This is Jeffrey Aaron, and welcome to today's Flying Talkers. We're here to tell you about the Martin who changed color on the bridge. We'll do that right after this. Once again, welcome to Flying Talkers. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're anywhere. Today's Flying Talkers is brought to you by Colli Logistics. When it comes to keeping things moving, it's Colli, by golly. The global air cargo industry is a sunrise sector. You don't believe that? Look out at the ramp. There are thousands of airplanes carrying nothing but air cargo these days, where in past years it was in the belly, or maybe it wasn't there at all. The volume of air cargo being moved is ever increasing, and airports are finding it difficult to keep pace with expansion in terms of infrastructure, workforce, and level of automation. An end-to-end web-based air freight software or an air cargo management system can assist cargo terminal operators to address these issues. At Colli Logistics Solutions, we understand these issues well and constantly strive to provide solutions that can address these problems, promising improvement and efficiency of the operation, as well as increasing bottom line results. Colli Logistics Solutions' suite of air freight software solutions to address the challenges of air cargo stakeholders have stemmed from working alongside leading airports, including Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and other locations around the world, gaining in-depth understanding of the challenges and opportunities that define the air cargo domain. Colli's flagship air cargo management system provides state-of-the-art technology for modernization and streamlining of air cargo operations that could assist all stakeholders in overcoming the challenges. We're thinking about this because it's Martin Luther King Day in America. It's January the 15th. It's a quick one, but it's something we've talked about, I think, for the past 10 or 12 years. It's a funny thing about editorial stories and things you talk about in the business. If you want to get something done, sometimes you got to tell the story two or three different ways. Sometimes you got to tell it 10 different ways. When we saved the Marine Air Terminal at LaGuardia Airport, in 1979, 1980, in that era, we went down to Washington, got a big award from the DOT and the FAA and the Secretary of Transportation and the National Historic Trust and yada, 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 during the Reagan administration. It took us forever to save that building. I mean, in the first place, we're a cargo publication. What are we doing saving buildings? So the stories very often will just come up and bite you on the fanny. And whether you can do anything with them or not, or should do anything with them or not, is something else. For us, we always felt the greater responsibility was the group of people that were reading us in the immediate time we were out there doing the stories. And in New York, where we started, where once upon a time, 80% of all the U.S. inbound and outbound air cargo came, and all the managers for cargo in this country, including everywhere, with the exception of San Francisco managers, were in New York. Well, we followed pretty closely what was going on. We got to know people out on the ground. We got to know the markets very, very well. We created a college campus kind of readership for the cargo business. Didn't go to the passenger people at the airport that much. Distributed our publication to the people that were doing the cargo thing. So we learned about this man who changed color on the bridge. And if you want to learn about August Martin, the great air cargo pilot who flew for Seaboard World Airlines during the 1950s, you look up the name August Martin as an internet search, and most often comes up as August 28th, 1963, the day Martin Luther King, whose birthday we celebrate today, Monday, January 15th, delivered his never-to-be-forgotten I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Well, who's August Martin? He's a gentle soul who would be remembered in history, but not well enough in my view, as the first African-American to serve as captain on a U.S. scheduled flag carrier. That's right. That's right. This is the first man to be licensed as a major airline pilot by a U.S. flag airline. His name is August Martin. But if you look for him, what comes up is the greatest speech Martin ever gave, Martin Luther King, on August 28, 1963. Now you might say, well, something like that really can't happen. Oh yes, it can, and it has. So here we make our case. Look, before Augie, as his friends called him, there had never been a black airline captain on the bridge of any U.S. airline. So we have that straight. We have the base here. Now, he flew for some other carriers, including El Al Israel Airlines and a company called Buffalo Skylines between 1946 and 1955. It was Seaboard, an air cargo company, that hired Augie, breaking through a glass ceiling in American aviation. Air cargo put a great aviation pioneer, who happened to be black, in the left seat. August Martin was born in 1916, had aviation blood in his veins, worked all of his life to be a pilot, training as a youngster to fly small prop jobs, and later, during World War II, was a frontline Mitchell B-26 bomber pilot. He also took training at Tuskegee, Alabama base that spawned all the great Tuskegee airmen. Of all the fame of that group had was just famous all over the world. While awaiting his big break, Augie worked as a stevedore on New York docks to make ends meet. He had a very hard scrabble existence to break into the business. But when SWA came knocking, August Martin was ready. For the next 13 years, Martin piloted the legendary all-cargo aircraft of SWA, including the Lockheed Constellation, the Candair CL-44 Swingtail Freighter, the Douglas DC-4, and DC-6, among others. August Martin was not just about breaking through for himself, either. He gave back big time. Often, he'd donate all of his off time and vacations, flying supplies to the impoverished in Africa and other points of emergency and need around the world. Sadly, on July 1, 1968, Augie Martin was killed aboard just such a flight when his cargo-laden Constellation aircraft crashed in a blinding rainstorm as he attempted to land in Biafra, Africa. Today, in modern air cargo circles, not much is known or said about August Martin. You can't find his name in too many places. There's a children's activity book centered on his life on Amazon you can buy for a few bucks, but sadly, that's about it. There's a high school at Kennedy Airport, right on the border of Kennedy Airport, called August Martin High School, where we went to get our COVID-19 shots. I asked a lot of people waiting online if they knew who August Martin was. Nobody did. Somebody said, I think they're going to rename this school. That's when I thought to myself, I got to try to get some people involved to try to save this history is so important to us. And it's just being overlooked. Well, I guess August Martin High School is still there because in New York City, that kind of stuff doesn't move that fast. But who knows? Can't the International Air Transport Association, IATA, that has awards and recognizes outstanding performance, or the International Air Cargo Association, TIAACA, Hall of Fame, or the Air Forwarders Association, that comes up and speaks at all the events here in New York, can't they get involved and open up their hearts and honor Augie Martin? Doesn't seem like that should be such a big stretch for anybody. He was a great man, and he deserves to be remembered and air cargo can benefit from recognizing its great pioneers, and it's got some really great ones. We'll continue to cover them. And for your time this time, let's hope there's a next time. This is Jeffrey saying, keep them flying, air cargo. And good night, Joe, wherever you are. Flying Talkers, brought to you today by the people of ATC. From Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere, ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo. The better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, Pay Cargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. Pay Cargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the Pay Cargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the Pay Cargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. Pay Cargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship, click, and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with.
Speak, Lou.
Good, Lou.